I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Texas cities drastically underestimated the severity of last February's freeze, which left hundreds dead and millions of Texans without heat, water, and electricity for days. The catastrophe exposed shortfalls in local government's ability to respond to frigid weather. As the storm covered Texas in snow, city officials found they lacked supplies like power generators and water trucks necessary to handle the winter emergency, and they struggled to communicate crucial information to residents. 10 months after the freeze, Texas cities have made some headway on storm preparedness. But as winter approaches and the electric grid still vulnerable to blackouts, cities are still short on two key fronts: making sure their most vulnerable residents have the information they need to survive a similar catastrophe and that the water stays on. Austin officials failed to make emergency preparations before February that could have helped during the winter storm, despite past recommendations to do so. That's according to a recent report conducted by city auditors. Residents also had little heads up from city officials about how to prepare for the storm before the power and water went out. Austin has adopted one sliver of the recommendations made in the wake of other recent calamities, the report says. In San Antonio, city and utility officials are scheduled to deliver a joint emergency communications plan at the end of the month. An important question they're expected to address is how to communicate ahead of and during a storm with residents who don't have internet access to begin with, like many residents on the city's south side. Officials in Texas cities didn't count on the possibility of widespread and prolonged power outages in February. In Dallas, the outages blocked out power in facilities like libraries and recreation centers that had been set up as hubs for people to warm up, forcing officials to pay for a fleet of charter buses to act as warming shelters. As a short-term measure to get through this winter, Dallas officials are trying to acquire small-scale generators that can power and heat those facilities in case another blast of severe cold weather leads to more power outages. While officials in major Texas cities say they're in a better position to handle a severe crisis like February's winter storm than they were before, big gaps in their preparation still remain and won't be closed until after the upcoming winter. The race to chair the Texas Democratic Party is heating up early as the state's Democrats contemplate their future after a disappointing 2020 election and ahead of a challenging 2022 election. The current state party leader, Gilberto Hinojosa, has held the job since 2012 and has indicated he's not going anywhere. But that hasn't stopped early interest in the race, which will be determined by delegates to the state party's biennial convention next summer. Kim Olson, the former candidate for Agriculture Commissioner and Congress, has been exploring a run to lead the party for months and is expected to make an announcement in the coming days. Meanwhile, Carol G. Robinson, chair of the Texas Coalition of Black Democrats, is considering a campaign for the job and plans to make an announcement in January. And other names have been discussed as potential candidates, with still several months to go before the election. The stakes are considerable. Texas Democrats have been regrouping after a 2020 election during which they thought they were poised for the biggest breakthrough in recent memory, but came up painfully short. They're also looking at a daunting 2022 election, with a national environment not in their favor and state Republicans using redistricting process to cement GOP majorities in Austin and Washington, D.C. Hinojosa was on the hot seat after the 2020 election. A group of state Democratic Executive Committee members wrote him to demand change at the party, and he assembled a committee to do a deep dive on what went wrong that November. The party released an autopsy in February that concluded Republicans beat them in turnout and partly blamed Democrats' underwhelming results on the decision to suspend in-person campaigning because of the coronavirus pandemic. Whoever runs, the race is bound to be shaped by questions about who is best positioned to lead a party that continues to see its future in young people and people of color. In the near term, that's especially relevant as Republicans make a serious push next year across predominantly Hispanic South Texas. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by UT Health School of Public Health. With 6 campuses spread across the state, UT Health School of Public Health is the largest academic institution focused on advancing population health in Texas. For more information, visit sph.uth.edu.